All right, as you're heading back to your seats, I would invite the kids to come forward for this morning's children's time. Come on forward. You can work your way through the adults like a little maze, maybe. Just kind of weave on through.
Alrighty, you get to sit on the steps. Come on, kids. I know there's a lot of you out there. I saw tons of you. Cormac, Stanley.
Clay, good morning.
Awesome. Come on up. Good morning. Gwen, Hudson, awesome. You got your paper and pencil, Hudson? Wow, you're ready to take notes? Awesome. Ryan, morning. Awesome. Well, I'm Miss Heather. Good morning, everybody. And how's everybody doing? Good. Good to see y'all. Wow. You know me, don't you? I'm so happy I know you. I was so curious about this. Is there a place in Austin or somewhere where you could go in a giant maze, like a huge maze where you have to figure out how to get out? Clay, is there? There is? Where? Have you been to it, like for a birthday party or something? Is it an outdoor maze or an indoor maze? Is it outdoors? And have you ever gotten lost in that maze? No? Okay, good. Can you imagine being in a giant maze? You know what I'm talking about? You know, when we do that sometimes in Sunday school where you have to trace your way out of the lines. Imagine if you were in a giant maze and you had to figure out how to get out. Wouldn't that be a little bit scary if you didn't know how to get out and you got trapped in there? Maybe that's why there aren't too many giant mazes for kids. I don't know. Catherine. Yeah. Some sort of a spring or something?
Yeah.
A pogo stick. Oh, yeah. So we need a pogo stick maybe sometimes when we get lost in the maze, right? So this is kind of like, imagine if there was something in your life that you felt trapped by. You felt trapped because maybe someone's being mean to you at school. Or you felt trapped because something bad happened at home and you just really can't stop thinking about it. So sometimes we can get trapped in our minds about things that are bothering us. But guess what? Guess who our giant pogo stick is? Who's our giant pogo stick? God. Yes, God. I heard that from Catherine and Clay. Yes, God. So we can turn to God as our giant pogo stick to get out of the maze. I love that. So anytime you feel scared and you need to just get out of a situation that's keeping you feeling trapped or scared, think of God and pray to God. Let's do that right now. Hi, sweetie. Nice. Let's pray. That's an acorn? Okay, let's thank God for acorns. Here we go. Let's close our eyes. Put your hands together. Dear God, thank you for being our pogo stick and helping us get out of sad situations. Help me whenever I feel trapped so that I can just be free in your love. I know you are always there for me, God. And you are the best. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All righty, we're going to meet, let's see, Miss Amy or Kyle. There's Miss Amy back there. We're going to meet her at the back. You see her? She has a black jacket. And I will meet you down there. So just walk down that aisle.
All right,
oh, there's Kyle waving. Okay, we're going to go meet Kyle. Okay.